everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Got some great bluegrass music to play for you today that I hope you're going to enjoy. And we're going to kick it off with High Fidelity. It's one of my favourite bands. They do such a nice job of so much music. This is from their Hills and Home album of 2018. And it's a Charlie Munro song called My Mother's White Rose. And it sounds like this.
On our old farm way down in the bluegrass, there's a rose bush that bloomed so dear to me. It was planted by the hand of my dear mother long before she had left this world of grief. By her gentle hands each day it was cared for, and all of the world seemed bright and fair as she did her daily chores around the home place with the rose of white placed in her glowing hair. Oh, my mother's rose of white, you bloom in springtime, and it seems to tell a story of the past. She has gone to live with Jesus up in heaven, but the white rose of her love will ever last. The years have passed since mother's gone and left us, but her love still lingers here today. When our families shall all be gone to join her, I believe this rose will slowly fade away. Oh, my mother's rose of white shall bloom in springtime, and it seems to tell a story of the past. She has gone to live with Jesus up in heaven, but the white rose of her love will ever last. She has gone to live with Jesus up in heaven, but the white rose of her love will ever last.
Oh, classic bluegrass there from High Fidelity. Going to a band called Paper Town now. 2012 this album came out. The album is called Paper Town. The band is called Balsam Range. Sorry, said that wrong. And it's sort of set in the industrial areas of the USA. And Balsam Range, great band. And the lineup on this song is... The song is Better Days, written by Chris Stapleton and Michael Henderson. Buddy Melton is playing fiddle and doing harmony vocals. Darren Nicholson, mandolin and harmony vocals. Mark Pruitt on banjo. Caleb Smith on guitar and the lead vocals on this song. And Tim Surratt plays acoustic bass and puts a bit of resophonic guitar in. Also does harmony vocals. They're a strong, hard-driving bluegrass band, but there's a real nice choice of songs. And there'll be a couple of songs from them on this program. We're going to start with one called Better Days. Here is Balsam Range.
I'm a traveler on a dark road, underneath the rising storm. I don't care which way the wind blows, I got no one to keep me warm. Miles from West Virginia, 30 miles from Tennessee. Just trying to find some kind of highway where my mind belongs to me. Oh, treasure in my pocket. Someone who used to make me smile and never be another like her in 100 million miles. I'd rather be a stranger than to stay here and survive. There's nothing left to keep me. It's just keeping me alive. So
some range with a tune called Better Days. Pretty heavy bit in the middle there where there's a lot of noise going on, so I hope that didn't hurt your sensibilities there. A little bit much, I think they could have done without that, but that's all right. Good song and good picking in it. We'll hear from them later doing something a little bit different. Here's a band called the Infamous String Dusters. We shared the bill with them at the IBMM Festival, the Romp Festival in 2008, and there were a lot of bands on that festival. We shared the bill with lots and lots of people, and but the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band were invited guests over there, and one of the bands playing was the Infamous String Dusters, and got to watch them a little bit. Great performing band, all very competent on vocals and instruments, and their instruments played some wonderful music. And so I subsequently bought a CD. The CD is Things That Fly from the Infamous String Dusters. Actually came out in 2010 or so. It was a little bit afterwards I bought the CD. And I'm going to play two tracks. One called 17 Cents, and the next one is an instrumental called The Deputy. Infamous String Dusters and Travis Book on bass, Jesse Cobb on mandolin, Andy Falco playing guitar, and a few other instruments, Jeremy Garrett on fiddle, Andy Hall on dobro, and Chris Pandolfi on banjo. And here's the first song, 17 Cents, and that's written by Jody Stetcher. And then the next one, the banjo tune, is written by Chris Pandolfi and Jesse Cobb, the mandolin player. So that's a great combination for writing tunes. Here they are, coming up for you now, 17 Cents.
Is a whale of a lot. 17 cents is what I got. Grocery bills, the heat and the rent. All I got left is 17 cents. 19, 18, 17 cents. A dirty old dime and the penny's been. Ain't seen nothing of a darn since. She left me here with 17 cents. Looking for gold at the rainbow's end. Over the field and under the fence. Bucket was lined with 17 cents. 19, 18, 17 cents. The dirty old dime and the penny's been. Ain't seen nothing of a darling since. She left me here with 17 cents. Thank you. taxes 17 cents.
I wish I had all the money they spent.
Spent on bringing in 17 cents.
1918, 17 cents. A dirty old dime and the pennies spent.
Ain't seen nothing of a darn since. She left me here with 17 cents. Fiddlin' John, Bill Monroe, and Joseph Spence brought the check with 17 cents.
And down the road, the Skid Row gents always begging for 17 cents. I never did find out where they went. Buy anything for 17 cents.
17 cents for a cup of Joe, ticket home or burger roll. Never did find out where it's spent to buy such things for 17 cents.
Two. One, two.
was some pretty hot picking from the infamous String Dusters. That was a tune called The Deputy, and well orchestrated and beautifully picked. I hope you enjoyed that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trendworth. And this show comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And I've been listening to and playing bluegrass music since the mid-1960s, so I'm getting the hang of it a bit now, and really enjoy putting together this program from my library of often vinyl, but not today, but mostly CDs, and it's all from my collection. I'm not sustained by having to keep up with new releases or anything like that, so you'll get all sorts of odd sods here that you may not get to hear on other bluegrass shows, and I hope you enjoy that. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and the musicians who work at Shearer's Music Works will help you out if you need to buy a musical instrument or need to buy any accessories, whatever. They've got a great range there. Shearer's have been meeting the needs of musicians around the Hamilton area for more than 50 years, and they do a great job. So thank you, Shearers, for sponsoring the radio show, and I hope you enjoy the music too. What have we got coming up? Oh, Ray Reschenberg sent me a book. He's from Hamilton, Ohio, and he sent me a great book, Industrial Strength Bluegrass, which I'd looked at online and coveted somewhat, but didn't do anything about buying it. And it's a wonderful book. I have it by my chair in my house, and I'm constantly referring to it. And it's really about that period of the 1950s and 60s where Ohio and Cincinnati and places like that were the center of real bluegrass music. And it's a tough life, but there's some great music played. And sometimes in the photos in that book, you'll see a very young Joe Mullins. Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers are one of the great groups of today. Well, Joe Mullins is pictured as a 15-year-old banjo player standing in the background where his dad, Paul Mullins, who was a DJ and a fiddle player, is playing fiddle. And it's wonderful to see the generations coming through on bluegrass music. And I'll read out what it says. This is from Joe Mullins on the Radio Ramblers, and the song is For the Record. The album came out in 2019. And the song is called Things That I Like. It's written by Tom Holt. Joe says, I grew up closely connected to the Boys from Indiana, a powerhouse bluegrass group that fans adored from the early 70s into the 90s. The Boys were legendary songwriters and showmen. My dad, the late Paul Moon Mullins, played fiddle on most of their recordings, helped promote the group from the beginning, and traveled with them for many years. The Holt brothers and their uncle, Harley Gabbard, he's a fine dobro player, certainly knew how to entertain. Tom Holt wrote the song and it moves along. And the song is called Things That I Like. Here are Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers to do it for you. Things That I Like.
Calling at night, driving sound of a ringing banjo. These are the things that I like.
These are the things that I like. I like the smell of new mown hay, the sound of a freight train far away, fishing on the riverbank most of the night. These are the things that I like. These are the things that I like.
shopping all night, spending some time with the ones that I love. These are the things that I like.
These are the things that I like.
Fresh hot coffee in the front porch swing, an old dog by my side, seeing the sun rise through the trees. These are the things that I like.
These are the things that I like. I like the smell of new mown hay, the sound of a freight train far away, fishing on the riverbank most of the night. These are the things that I like. These are the things that I like. A freight train far away, fishing on the riverbank most of the night. These are the things that I like. These are the things that I like.
Oh, great ending. That was Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers singing about the things that I like. Could you write a list like that and a song about it, mentioning all the things that you like? It'd be fairly hard to do, actually, but once you got started, it'd be quite good fun. I've got an album here, Close Kin, a reunion of bluegrass and old-time music. And what this is basically a compilation using a whole lot of different musicians and just mixing up bluegrass and old-time music. In fact, the way that it is quite often in jam sessions and family pickings and picnics and at the out backstage at festivals and out behind the camper vans and the tents. This is really what happens, where everyone comes and joins in. And there's some wonderful songs on this and some fine picking. And I've selected a song, one called With Tears in My Eyes. And it's essentially the Snyder family who's doing this. Samantha Snyder is playing the fiddle and the lead vocals. Scott Freeman is doing mandolin and harmony vocals. Lane Snyder is doing the harmony vocals. Zeb Snyder is doing guitar. Edwin Lacey is playing some clawhammer banjo, and Bud Snyder's playing bass. So it's an old-timey sounding song that would be just as comfortable in a bluegrass setting. Here they are doing With Tears in My Eyes. I'll say it's the Snyder family.
Last night again, in sweet dreams I wandered back to the days long gone by. When I crossed the wildwood that longed in my childhood, I woke up with tears in my eyes. I walked through the places and looked at the faces that left for the sweet by and by. When I crossed the backwoods where that old shack stood, I woke up with tears in my eyes. Some old day I'm taking a journey, not telling anyone goodbye. I don't want nobody weeping, no weeping while I'm sleeping, waking up with tears in their eyes. I walked through the places and looked at the faces that left for the sweet by and by. When I crossed the backwoods where that old shack stood, I woke up with tears in my eyes. Again, in sweet dreams I wandered back back to the days long gone by. And when I crossed the wild woods that long in my childhood, I woke up with tears in my eyes. I walked through the places and looked at the faces that lived for the sweet by and by. And when I crossed the backwoods where that old shack stood, I woke up with tears in my eyes. When I crossed the backwoods where that old shack stood, I woke up with tears in my eyes.
Oh, what a pretty song that was. It was essentially the Snyder family with tears in my eyes. Just a note too that if you are a Facebook user, you can go onto Facebook, type in Back Porch Bluegrass New Zealand, and you'll come up with a Facebook page where we post the running list for this show. And this will be posted just before the show comes out. The show will come out for the first time on the 1st of March 2022, and the running list will be up there. So you can check up on what tunes I've played, and if you want to do them, well, you can buy the CDs or whatever you need to do. And you can keep up with what I'm doing, I suppose. That's what I'm saying. Somewhat a bit different now. Every now and then someone comes along who takes bluegrass music and treats it slightly differently. I mean, Bill Monro did that right from the very start, and then Flatten Scruggs did that to the music started by Bill Monro, and the Stanley Brothers put their own touch on it too. So that's really the way that bluegrass music has developed. People come along and add their bit to it. It's rare that someone like Jim Lauderdale comes along, because he basically plays fairly straight bluegrass, but he does the vocals quite differently. He brings a whole different approach to timing and that, but he does some great songs. And here from an album in 2006 just entitled Bluegrass is Jim Lauderdale doing a song called Mighty Lonesome.
Well, who did you say was honey? First you right on the top. Made you go away one day and would not make you stop. Well, it's mighty lonesome and I'm mighty sorry. It's mighty lonesome without you here. Think of me as one of the children caught with their hand in the jar, with a grin of innocence that does not get them far. Well, it's mighty lonesome and mighty sorry. It's mighty lonesome without you here. It's mighty lonesome without you, darling. It's mighty lonesome without you near. Down on my knees and on the track, that's where I'll be till you come back. Till you come back. Well, haven't you heard of forgiveness? Baby, just give me a clue. You won't talk, so I don't know what bad dogs are gonna do. It's mighty lonesome and mighty sorry. It's mighty lonesome without you here. It's mighty lonesome without you, darling. Mighty lonesome without you near.
Ah, Told You is a bit different, but just the same. And that's Jim Lauderdale and his approach to bluegrass music. Earlier in the show, we had High Fidelity playing, and I didn't introduce him. Jeremy Stevens on guitar and banjo, Karina Rose Logston Stevens on fiddle, Kurt Stevenson on banjo mostly, and Daniel Armick on mandolin mostly, Vicky Vaughan on upright bass, and it's time for an instrumental. We'll have them playing Grey Eagle, High Fidelity. Fiddle playing there. Now I'd like to feature a tune by Pam Finlay. This is a woman who's one of the vocalists in the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and this is from an EP that we recorded with her a few years ago. So this is a Hamilton County Bluegrass Band with Pam Finlay, and she's doing that beautiful song, Ghost in This House.
I don't pick up the mail, I don't pick up the phone, I don't answer the door, I'd just soon be alone. I don't keep this place up, I just keep the lights down. it rains. I don't care if it's clear. I don't mind staying in. There's another ghost here. He sits down in your chair.
Beautiful song, she does it beautifully, and when we do a live performance, we often try and include that song, and always goes across really well, as you can imagine. Ghost of This House, Pam Finlay and the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Let's listen to Balsam Range again from the album Paper Town. Here's a song called Building the Fire. This time, Buddy Melton, the fiddle player, is doing the lead vocal, and mandolin player is doing the low tenor vocal, and the acoustic bass player is doing some harmony singing too. They're good pickers, and they all seem to swap parts. But here is a tune called Building the Fire.
Ashes and embers, there's nothing so sad. That's all that's left of the love that we had. 'Cause deep in the night on the wild side of town, you were building the fire that burned it all down. Ain't nothing here but a whisper of smoke, drifting away like the promise you broke. Our dreams fell apart on the night that I found you were building the fire that burned it all down. We had a mansion of love on the hill, built it with passion, faith and goodwill. But all that remains is just dust on the ground, 'cause you were building the fire that burned it all down. You built the fire that burned it all down. Fire that burned it all down. We had a mansion of love on the hill, built it with passion, faith and goodwill. But all that remains is just dust on the ground, 'cause you were building the fire that burned it all down. You built the fire that burned it all down. You lit the fire that burned it. Down.
I'd like to give a shout out to all the people listening on podcast. Thanks very much for tuning in. There's a whole bunch of different ways that you can tune in on podcasts, from Spotify, Free FM, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, and there's probably another 20 others that I don't know about. So thank you very much for taking the time and effort to tune into Back Porch Bluegrass. The show is probably a little bit different from most because there's not that many bluegrass shows come out of New Zealand and the South Pacific here. But they're my take on bluegrass music, and I hope you enjoy that. All the people listening on Access Radio throughout New Zealand, the show first comes out on Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, but is then syndicated around other Access Radio stations in New Zealand. Thank you very much for tuning in. The Access Radio stations in Canada as well. I'm delighted to be part of your music scene over there, even if it's a small part. Thank you very much for listening. And all those who listen on Bluegrass Planet Radio, well, thank you very much. It's just fun being able to talk about the music you love and share it with other people, and that's what I'm doing with this program. Time for another banjo tune from one of my heroes. Bill Emerson really was a big influence on my early banjo days. I first heard him really playing with Cliff Waldron in the late 1960s, and then I followed him at the Country Gentleman, and then found out that he played on some of the early recordings I had, like the Rebel 4 LP set, and where he was playing with different bands around the Washington, D.C. area. But he's a wonderful banjo player. And here he is doing a Home Sweet Home. He's got Tony Rice playing guitar, Larry Stevenson playing mandolin, and Ronnie Simpkins on bass. And it's a very tight, clean recording of the old classic Home Sweet Home. Emerson with Home Sweet Home, and pretty fancy use of his detuners there on that banjo. time we had some gospel music on the show. This is from an old CD, came out in 1993. Gary Brewer and the Kentucky Ramblers, and the CD was called Nearing Jordan's Crossing. Gary Stretch Brewer, he must be pretty tall, played guitar and did the lead vocals. Ron Stewart played some banjo and fiddle and mandolin. Bill Colwell is a regular mandolin player and tenor vocals. Dale Punch Taylor is bass and harmony vocals. And Jim Brewer does the occasional lead or harmony vocals. And some good gospel songs on here. I really enjoy these ones. And this is one from Gary Brewer and the Kentucky Ramblers called Someday We Know.
Someday we'll know.
Someday we'll know
all about the sorrow,
trouble and sorrow
in this land,
in this land
down here below. But we shall go,
but we shall go
on a bright tomorrow,
happy tomorrow.
Shake that hand,
shake that hand on yonder shore. Someday we know,
someday we'll know,
we'll understand,
we shall all understand it
when the gates swing open wide. We'll know just why,
we'll know just why,
we'll have a mansion,
we shall live in a mansion when we see,
when we see what waits inside.
Say goodbye,
we say goodbye
to the loved ones leaving,
many are leaving,
sailing on
the ocean deep.
We often sigh,
we often sigh,
many hearts are grieving,
many are grieving.
Look to God,
look to God, the soul to keep. Someday we know,
someday we know,
we'll understand,
we shall all understand it
when the gates swing open wide.
We'll know just why,
we'll have a
mansion, we shall live in a mansion when we see,
when we see what waits inside.
The Savior said,
there's
a home up yonder,
waiting up yonder,
built for us
when life is o'er.
When by Him led,
when by Him led,
our hopes grow fonder,
ever grows fonder,
all is glad,
all is gladness on that shore. Someday we know,
someday we know,
we'll understand,
we shall all understand it
when the gates swing open wide. We'll know just why,
we'll know just why,
we'll have a mansion,
we shall live in a mansion when we see,
when we see what waits inside.
Some classic bluegrass style gospel music, isn't it nice to hear? Going back to that Close Kin album, the reunion of bluegrass and old time music, I've selected another song called Say Darling Say, which they say is a traditional public domain song. Johnny Williams is doing a vocal duet with Rebecca Jones on this one, and Tim White's playing bluegrass banjo, Dale Morris is playing clawhammer banjo, Greg Jones mandolin, Dave Vaught playing guitar, Jerry Corral playing the old time fiddle, and Fat Albert Blackburn, that's what they said, Fat Albert Blackburn is playing the bass. And I love the way they all mix it up on this album. It's got some great great songs on here, and I think you'll enjoy Say Darling Say from the album Close Kin.
Hush, little darling, don't And if that billy goat won't pull, I'm gonna buy you a cord and a pull. Say, darling, say, we'll hitch it up and ride around in the country and through the town. Say, darling, say. Say, darling, say, starch and iron would be your trade. I'd spend my day just laying in the shade. Say, darling, say. Say, little darling, won't you marry me? We'll get married at the old oak tree. Say, darling, say.
That song's got a little bits of everything in it, hasn't it? Say, darling, say, it was called. Bluegrass music is a strange music. It's got lots of different sources for songs. There's not many types of music that sing about your food, but here is another song from Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers from their album For the Record, and this is talking about bacon in my beans. Well, I don't know how you like your beans, but a little bit of bacon makes a difference to everything. And let's hear the song about it from Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers. This Might Be You.
First, let me say you're worth some sacrificing, and there ain't much I won't change to be with you. But I've got to say you're asking me for something I'm not sure that I could ever do. I'll bring your mom to church with us on Sundays. I'll join the gym and try to stay real lean. But if I could, I'm asking one small favor. I've gotta have some bacon in my beans.
Bacon in my beans, bacon in my beans. That's how a country boy survives, so baby, don't be mean.
I'll cut back on the burgers, make vegetables routine.
But I've gotta have some bacon in my beans.
I know that it would help my circulation, and hogs across the country would be glad. But beans without some salt and grease of some kind can only be described as really bad. I know that it's against your constitution. You've made it clear you think it's obscene. But I can't help the way my mama raised me. I've gotta have some bacon in my beans.
Bacon in my beans, bacon in my beans. That's how a country boy survives, so baby, don't be mean.
I'll cut back on the burgers, make vegetables routine.
But I've gotta have some bacon in my beans.
Well, thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Hope you're enjoying the music. And join me again next week and we'll have another feast of bluegrass music for you, including people like Joe Mullins who are playing about bacon in my beans. See ya.
Well, you know, I really love your vegan smoothies and almond milk and raisin bran's just fine. I'll even eat your spinach quiche for breakfast and your tofu lasagna with red wine. I know you're looking out for my best interest. But baby, there just ain't no in between. I promise you never have to eat 'em, but I've gotta have some bacon in my beans.
Bacon in my beans, bacon in my beans. That's how a country boy survives, so baby, don't be mean.
I'll cut back on the burgers, make vegetables routine,
but I've gotta have some bacon in my beans.